Do you want to feel alive?
Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm Whiskey.
And I'm Charlie.
And this is Whiskey and Charlie, and it's Mental Health Monday.
Hey everyone, thanks for coming back to our new episode. And today we wanted to talk about a topic that is kind of
relevant
to today's climate. You know, well, election's just around the corner and politics everywhere. And I have to put a screen up between you and I.
Faces you. I throw him off his game because I give him silly looks. This is serious stuff. The election is like, what, a week and a half away?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stress and anxiety about, like, who do you vote for? Can I trust them? Do I trust them? Is my vote even worth it? Like, stuff going on.
Yeah. And, you know, I think even stress. I'll wait till you're done.
I think we can drink.
Even stress around the, who your candidate is, what other people may think. And, you know, we don't want this to be a, you know, vote for this person type of podcast. We really just want to approach as a non-biased take on how we deal with stress and anxiety surrounding the upcoming elections.
Yeah.
And politics in general. We aren't going to offer any support for any candidate or political party. We believe that this is an important civic duty, voting.
Oh, yes. Do go out and vote. I don't care who you vote for. I just care that you exercise your right to vote.
Yep. And we support everybody's choice for their preferred candidate. Whether or not we agree with that person as a candidate, it's your right to choose who you think is the best candidate for the positions, whether it be presidential or Senate or, you know, local government, mayors, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really just wanted to sit down today because I know we've had a lot of discussions lately in our family with our kids, just about how elections work and how to choose the candidate that best suits your interests and how to, you know, commit to your own decision and,
mm-hmm.
And then be proud of your own decision and kind of stand by that. So I think the first point we'd like to really address is, you know, researching the best candidate that represents your interests for presidential or any other office. I think it's important to really do the legwork and think about what candidate best suits your interests and the interests of the people that, you know, in your community, people in your, for the whole country in some situations. You know, not always is it just about one topic. I think every candidate out there has a platform that they run on, and it's really important to understand what that whole platform is.
Exactly. Like, you might like some things that this person said and then some things that person says, and it stresses you out. You're like, well, who do I go for? Well, you got to research it, see who's, I kind of go the pro cons list, who's got more of my pros and who's got more of my cons, and kind of narrow it down from there. I do like to look at their backgrounds and just see their career, what they've been doing, you know, make sure they fit what I believe should be in office.
Yeah, and I think it's important to take all that into consideration because there's a lot of history behind a lot of the, you know, people running nowadays. And again, whether it's somebody for the presidential election or somebody for your state's Senate, you can see the ways they've voted. You can see the decisions they've made, things they've supported,
mm-hmm.
things they've changed their mind on.
You can kind of decipher what's truth, what's not truth, because you never know.
Well, and it's, you know, you can usually use that as a way to indicate or predict if they're going to be,
right.
how they're going to be voting in the future.
And,
and if that supports your interest. And, you know, I find for me, the more research I do, the less turmoil I feel about the whole elections.
See, the more research I do, the more I just want to cry and hide in a hole. You know, I try and get to a healthy understanding and then go, okay, made my decision, let it go.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, that's a good point, too, is you can research and research and research and never actually pull the, you know, or put a name on the ballot. You know?
Right. I've never found that unicorn for me.
And,
so.
And there's, I don't believe there is any singular candidate and probably never will be that meets everybody's needs, you know.
Oh, no.
So while we may be pro one topic and against another topic, I think there's a lot to say about the, you know, the candidate that suits most of your needs the best.
Right. I'm trying to find that middle ground that, I don't know, I don't want to say compromise, but almost like a compromise. Like, oh, I can, that's not as big a deal, but this is. And if they feel that passionately about it as I do, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And I think compromise is a fair word because it is, you know, you're always going to have to give and take on some things, you know?
Yeah. It just has a nasty taste in my mouth.
It's inevitable though, I think.
Oh, but, yeah. That's just life.
So one thing that we did mention just a minute ago was committing to that candidate and then making your decision and, you know, just being fine with that. You know, there are a lot of people, I think, that go back and forth. And I think there's a lot of people that are just polar one way. They just decide this is who I'm supporting regardless. But it's I think it's important to commit to your decision and then just let fate have the rest, you know.
Right. Well, commit for this one. Commit and vote. And if you change your mind after the election's over, then you're free to do that. Just because you vote for someone and they turn out to be bad doesn't mean you have to keep following or liking them. I mean, it's all about growth and learning and changing your mind every now and then for the different season in your life. I know my political views from when I was 18 are completely different from what they are as an adult. Thank goodness, in a way.
Yeah. And, you know, it's important, I think, to remember that the decision you make for your candidate doesn't have to be the decision that everybody makes for your candidate. You know,
I agree.
They can disagree with you, just like you can disagree with them. But you don't need to win that argument, you know?
Like, no.
And I think for me, that's one thing that I've always been able to step back and, you know, if somebody supports candidate A and I support candidate B.
You've always been very respectful of other people's opinion and you've always kind of listened to their take objectively and you've never forced your opinion on someone, which I really appreciate because we're even a house divided on certain issues. Charlie and I did not vote the same. I will say that. I won't say who we voted for. But we vote differently.
Mm-hmm. And it's fair to be able to vote differently. I think as long as you can approach the subject, you know, mindfully and respectfully.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've never tried to persuade Whiskey's decision. You know, we might have a discussion where.
Oh, yeah. He'll enlighten me.
I'll say this is why I think that's incorrect. Yeah. But I think it's important for me as a person to be able to let other people have their opinions, and especially after, you know, my time in the military, I think that's a freedom of speech and freedom of that decision is important to me. And I think that's what helps keep me sane, to be honest, is that I'm not always like driving a bandwagon of this is the candidate that we need, you know.
I
mean, it would be exhausting to me. And I think to help somebody else or help other people, you know, just let people have their own decision. That's
respecting others' rights to their opinion is key. Mm-hmm. We don't need to get ugly. We don't need to get hateful. We just need to know, okay, that person thinks differently than me. That's fine. Yep. I mean, as long as they're not harming anyone, I mean, like actually harming them, it's okay. It's fine. No, and, you know, this brings us to our next point. Sorry, I'm stuttering today. Disconnecting from media. Let yourself decompress after you've made your decision. And, you know, just as long as you feel good about that decision, just let it go. I mean, it's one of those things you did your duty, you did your due diligence, and now there's nothing more you can do.
Even if you're undecided right now, I'd be willing to bet that within the next week, you're not going to have anything that's going to, you know, solidify your decision.
Yeah. You're not going to be any closer to deciding.
And I'd really like to see us as a culture take a step back from this just mass media and social media.
Yeah.
Just constant barrage of political ads and, you know, and candidates in our faces and, you know, the debates are over, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody just, like, take a step back and...
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Get back to life. Make your decision, because this last, you know, these last weeks are nothing but just an avalanche of political everywhere.
He said, she said, he did, he didn't.
Yeah, and I think for me, that's, I've consciously stopped reading news articles about the presidential candidates, news articles about even our local senatorial race. And
right.
And I think it's just, it's to a point where I've made my decision, I've cast my vote, and I don't, you know, I mean, I've made my decision. And if it's the wrong decision or if it creates problems, well, I've already made my decision, you know. So one thing I think it's important to focus on after you've kind of cast your decision is to just disconnect, get outside, you know, focus on something else, right? Go for a walk, like take
a hot bath.
Yeah. Take just go enjoy the small things, right? Focus on something other than political news, because right now you're just feeding a beast that's just gonna create more strife. Right.
It's just gonna keep growing and growing and growing. So you need to just take time, realize you did your duty, you did what you needed to do, and now it's just wait and see and hope for the best kind of a thing.
Well, and just having faith in your, you know, in the people that live in this country, that they'll make decisions in the best interest of the country.
Right? I think a lot of people are facing that they don't have faith in,
and I can
in the systems in place, which, you know, it's hard to. I will say I'm a bit cynical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too.
You know, especially in the presidential elections, like, I'm, you know, not really sure my vote really matters too much, but I still vote. Because it could be worse. I could be living in a country where women don't have the ability to do that. And so, therefore, for my ancestors that fought so hard for it, I will vote.
Yeah. And I think even if we live in, you know, a state that doesn't necessarily represent our political belief.
Oh, yeah.
It still counts that you cast your vote, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, while I agree, I'm a cynic as well, and I think that, you know, there are a lot of systems in place, electoral college and things like that, that don't work as, I guess,
as well as they're intended,
as they should, or don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they just don't work properly anymore because of the size of the country,
outdated.
You know, I still think it's important to put your mark on the paper and, you know, have your voice be heard. I think it's just, it's important to just, for me personally, to just let the system work, because that, it brings me a peace of mind knowing that at least we have a system in place where our voices aren't being quieted. You know, it's, I mean, we're not living in a country where voting is, you know, like people aren't standing outside of polls with guns threatening you and,
oh gosh,
or
right.
shooting you, you know.
Right.
And so.
So let's keep it safe, America.
Yeah. But that's what voting does, is it allows us to continue having a system like that. Our next point that we really wanted to talk about was just outright being respectful. I think for me, it's, you know, I've always subscribed to a kind of a I've always subscribed to stoicism as a philosophy for myself, of just trying to remain an even keel and not go too far on tangents on one side or the other, you know.
Right.
And I think this is a good point to that, is just being respectful towards people. You know, Whiskey and I may share different opinions politically, but if we're disrespectful to each other, if we cause a problem about that, then it just creates issues throughout the whole household, right? So, you know,
it can disrupt our relationship.
Yeah.
And I don't think that is worth it. Like, our relationship is too precious. I don't want that to
interfere.
And that brings me to my quote that I love, and it's from The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. So laugh as you will, but this is something my parents raised me, the philosophy my parents raised me on, and how I kind of am directing my kids. There are three, so Linus says to Charlie Brown, there are three things I've learned never to discuss with people: religions, politics, and the Great Pumpkin. You know, and as silly as that is, you know, in this child's cartoon from, what, the 70s or 80s, it's true. I mean, it's okay, and we should be able to have safe dialogue with people. Mm-hmm. But if you know someone is an avid so-and-so supporter and you're not, don't go pick a fight.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Just let it go.
Yeah, you don't need to trigger that just for the sake of proving your point, you know.
Right.
And that's a big part of, I think, what, you know, we see in modern days. And I don't know if it's just, I mean, we're our late 30s. So I don't know if it's just that we haven't seen it before and it's been happening forever.
Maybe we're just like more aware this time, but it feels like it's gotten nastier.
I just feel like now, if your political opinion is known, which so many people strive to make it known.
Right? It's all over Facebook. Yeah. They're like wearing it as a badge of honor.
You just make yourself, you know, I guess a... Well, you're opening yourself up to a confrontation about it.
And exactly.
Which, if that's how you want to live your life, then fine.
Oh yeah, there's people that love that. They'll go on certain forums and just say something against, so they can start those fights and start those debates. Which, hey, whatever. If that's what you like to do on your Friday nights, okay. But
well, and I just think that it feels like this is a kind of a more modern approach to politics, where we openly wear our politics on our sleeves, whereas before people were a lot more, you know, closeted about their opinions for who was president. You know, you always hear the old ideologies of not speaking about who you're voting for and how it's inappropriate to ask those questions, and it just feels like now we're
expected just to say
and if you don't tell people, then it's a problem.
You're right. Which, I mean, voting, you don't have people in the booth with you when you're voting, so.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason for that.
And, you know, again, everybody's entitled to their freedom of speech. If you want
to
broadcast that you voted for this candidate or that candidate, if you want to drive around with a flag in the back of your vehicle, if you want to put a flag up in front of your house or yard signs, whatever those are, that's, you're completely entitled to it.
Right. We live in America. That's part of our freedoms. That's part of our rights.
Yep. And we actually had a pretty funny video, and we've got, you know, I
wouldn't say it was a funny video.
Well, I guess it's a good point of talking right now.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know if it's funny, because, you know, no matter what side of the fence you're on, if it happened to you, I don't think you'd find funny in
no.
it, you know, humor in it. So.
And so in the neighborhood app for our
Ring app, they
had a video that somebody posted where this person had, you know, 20 roughly political signs in their front yard, all for the same candidate. And in the middle of the night, somebody had pulled up to their house and started ripping them all out of the ground. And
threw them all across the street. I mean, they were everywhere. Just no care.
And there's a part of me that thinks it's funny to see that type of a response by a person, more that I think it's funny to watch a person do that, because it's kind of a pointless endeavor. And I'm talking about like pulling the signs out, right?
Yeah. See, I can see the humor in that, because really, what are you doing? You're pulling out like
a yard sign.
Exactly.
Right?
You're not making a point.
Yeah. Would you go around and take somebody's reindeer off their lawn in the middle of,
that do that.
No, I know.
Well, they are the lowest of the low.
I used to make
don't
it inappropriate.
Even. Yeah. You used to repose them, but you didn't steal them. But no, it's somebody's right to have those on their lawn.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I'm like, okay, well, you have a banner in front of your house. That doesn't mean anybody's going to change their mind and vote for that person.
Yeah.
Kudos.
And I, you know, and I also look at it on the other side too, of this person really, I think, made themselves an obvious, like, point of contention, putting 20 signs in their front yard.
That was a bit excessive.
You know, I don't subscribe to the you victimize yourself ideology in very many situations, but I think in this one, like, this person really brought that on to be able to be attacked, because, you know, I just, there's a person down the street who has a big sign on their fence. Nobody's touched it, yep. You know, and then another person who has a flag on their flagpole and mm-hmm. nobody's touched it. This person has 20 signs in their front yard and they were making a statement and
Person ripping them out. Yeah.
And they shouldn't have been surprised that somebody made a response. And I don't think they expected that. I think they were just waiting for somebody to make a response.
I think a lot of people go to the extreme hoping to almost entice the opposition, yeah. You know, like, I dare you. Well, I'm going to put 20 signs and I'm just going to keep my camera on and I'm just going to wait for you.
Like our kids, right? When Echo, Tango, and Alpha, you know, like well, I guess the best example is the Simpsons episode where Bart and Lisa are, you know, Bart's like walking and kicking his legs and Lisa's walking and flailing her arms in this big roundhouse way. And, you know, Bart says, I'm going to keep walking like this. If you get in my way, you're going to get kicked. And she mm-hmm. says, I'm going to swing my arms like this. If you get in my way, you're going to get punched. And then inevitably they clash.
It happens.
And, you know, and I think that's really all this boils down to.
And, yeah.
You know,
childish
this guy
behavior, yeah.
He was walking this way and expecting that anybody got in his way was going to get kicked. And mm-hmm. the person that pulled up to his house was swinging their arms like a windmill and said,
yep.
If you get in my way, you're going to get punched. And that's really all it boils down to is it was two people looking for an argument.
I agree. In that situation, they were. However, it is, I know where we live. If you
right.
touch a political sign in someone's property, on someone's property, so many days before the election, it is a huge fine. You're looking
yeah.
at minimum $750 ticket.
Yeah.
So just, again, it's tacky, but be respectful.
Well, it's,
you
and
know, even if you don't like who that person is voting for or supporting, it's not your right
to mess with their stuff.
To mess with their property.
And I think that's a big point that I, you know, I mean, being respectful is a big thing. It keeps you, you know, kind of centered. It keeps your mind at ease. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to get worked up over somebody else's opinion.
No, that's theirs.
And I think for me personally, it does help me. And again, back to stoicism, the mindset of not getting yourself worked up. But, you know, I don't look for outlets to get myself worked up. And I think these are outlets that people use to get themselves worked up. You know, you don't drive around and, you know, unplug somebody's Christmas lights in the middle of the holiday season, or,
no.
you know, you don't deflate their yard blow-ups on Halloween, you know, like you don't need to do those things in any other situation. So why are you going to mess with signs on somebody's property?
Exactly. And again, somebody's property, not yours, not public, their property, whether it be tacky or not, because goodness knows, I'm sure I trigger many people with when they walk into my house and see my Christmas decorations, because I don't do it very quietly. My house turns into the North Pole, or at least I try. I really like, my goal is to have Santa's Village in my house. So I know I can get tacky and just ewy, but it's what I want. Yeah. It's my house.
Well, and you know, and
I'm gonna do it.
Again, it's our property. It's our decision,
mm-hmm.
right? But if, you know, if somebody, it's not like we're going to go over to somebody of a different, you know, faith or culture and remove their decorations because
right.
it offends us.
Be respectful. Whether you like it or not, it's that person's house, that person's property. Just let it go. I mean, it's like the same issues why I refuse to live in an HOA, because I don't want someone telling me what flowers or trees I have to have and can't have,
yeah.
you know, and like, we try to keep up a nice looking lawn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't put major effort into it, but we have a neighbor that puts no effort into it. And do I care?
Yeah, it's
no.
not like, you know, it's not like we're, I mean, we live in a covenant protected neighborhood.
Yeah, we're
so
in a nice neighborhood. Don't take it that way.
Living here, we all have made a promise to upkeep and, you know,
right.
keep our property looking as nice.
But
at the end of the
care.
Day, our neighbor who doesn't put effort or as much effort into their yard as
yeah.
us, it's not like we're calling the neighborhood and saying,
how dare,
you know,
they,
so and so is not watering his lawn every day like we are.
And it doesn't, I mean, he's a great neighbor.
Yeah.
He's a really great neighbors to have. So what
his
do I
yard
care?
Is it doesn't affect our yard. It
doesn't
yard,
affect our
you
yard.
Know?
He's a, and I know if anything, he saw anything suspicious, he'd be the first neighbor to call the cops.
Yep.
He'd call us. He actually called us on vacation once.
Yep.
So I'm glad he's my neighbor. I don't care that his yard doesn't look like my yard.
Yeah. So I think the last point we really wanted to dive into was, and we touched on it a little bit, was discretion. You know,
right.
it's,
right.
I think being discreet about who you're voting for is, I look at it as kind of more of a, I don't know, an adult thing to do. You know, right. That's not to say that anybody that says I voted for so-and-so isn't an adult.
It's like, well, you don't have to hide completely, like deny and hide who you vote for. You just don't need to go with a, what are those called? An air horn or mega horn?
Yeah.
You know, and be like, I voted for so-and-so.
Yeah.
Kudos. Do you want a sticker? Because that's about all the attention I'm going to give you.
And that's the thing is, you know, you can really determine somebody's political points, usually just by the way they live their life.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure most of my friends know exactly who I voted for.
So. And it would be no surprise to the people that know me who I voted for.
Right.
You know, or what political party I most closely affiliate with.
Right.
But I think it's, you know, we should put, I feel we should put a lot more discretion into those decisions because.
Well, you just never know whose toes you're going to step on or whose feelings you're going to hurt.
Yeah. And all we're doing is we're just making this a very divided culture around politics. You know, at the very core of it all, we all live in the same country. We all want the same thing. We all want freedoms. That's why we, you know, live here. We all want, you know, just a comfortable life. We all want to enjoy life. We all want to be able to go out and, you know, appreciate the outdoors or play video games or watch television or whatever, and not have our lives be severely impacted because now all of a sudden we've lost freedoms, you know. And I think it's fair to say that it doesn't matter who you voted for. As long as you're voting and using our civic system.
Exactly. That's kind of the point that I'd like to just drive in for this whole thing. I don't care. Joe Schmo doesn't care. Just vote. You know, use your voice. Use your rights.
And I was just going to say the final thing to that is, you know, don't get yourself so worked up over who other people are voting for.
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
Because.
Yes.
You know, it's our freedom and the way these work. And, you know, I guess not to go, and this isn't really political, but we have this whole deal with the Supreme Court going on right now with the justices and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to remember, you know, too, that that's not a political instrument.
No, it's and civic.
It needs to have a certain balance of people with different political perspectives because that's how our country runs is having very different sides or, you know, ways to argue. And the Supreme Court is built to be a system that fights within itself, not fights, but that I guess argues or works against itself.
Debates itself to find the happy medium.
To find the right solution for, well, the right answer to
the
law.
That's what I'm saying is that it could be one person on one extreme to the other person on the other extreme, and they come together to find what's going to be the best solution.
And
it's not just one or the other.
Yep. And I think that's a good example of how our country should be looked at is we need people of many different political opinions. And I'm not just saying party A and party B in our two-party system.
Yeah.
I'm saying we need representatives from the 15 or 50 different parties that we have that can all have stake in those decisions. I think that brings us to the end of our discussion. And what we really wanted to just have maybe help you guys with is to maybe just find some ways to make it through the next week and a half or next 2 months.
Yeah, buckle up because
the ride's not over, but you know, we don't have to be stressed and anxious over it, you know.
No, and we don't have to be threatening to move out of the country if one candidate wins over the other candidate. We're going to still be Americans.
This has gone on, you know, many times. This is, you know, for 200 and some years, you know, it's not like this is the first election. What?
Yeah. No, I was trying to do the math.
So, this isn't the first election. You know, the decisions that are made aren't going to be the worst decisions for the country.
It won't be,
And I think a lot of it is, you know, understanding that there's 200 million voters in our country, and your vote counts, but your vote is only one of 200 million.
Yeah, so your vote's not going to be the deciding one, unfortunately, but it does count and it does go towards.
And
so just relax, do your due diligence, and then let it go. I mean, study, research who you want, who you believe, and then let it go. And then when your next door neighbor puts up their sign of the opposing team, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give it a second thought. Let it go.
Yep. And thank you for getting to this point in our podcast. We're going to wrap it up here. You may notice there's a bit of a difference for our audio quality. We did make some upgrades to the Whiskey and Charlie hardware, and so we're no longer using push to talk on a computer and gaming headsets. So I hope it sounds a lot better.
And I apologize if you hear me taking drinks and popping my knuckles.
So we're gonna have to get used to live microphones, I think, and figure out the best way to handle these. Have a nice day, and I hope you go out and vote and
find that Yeti.
And go find your Yeti. If you'd like to hear more of our episodes, please check out our website at whiskeyandcharlie.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you'd like to hear us speak about a certain topic or subject, please feel free to contact us through our website, and you can look forward to hearing new episodes Mondays and Thursdays. Thank you. Hey everyone, remember that Whiskey and I are not medical professionals. We're not aiming to offer you any medical advice. We're here to entertain, and if you do need any medical help, please seek it out from a medical professional. Thank you, and go find your Yeti.